This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Be inspired indeed. The Father's Love Show with Bongani and Lindiwe on this beautiful Wednesday in Cape Town. Sunny Wednesday, beautiful outside, beautiful weather. On the 17th of March 2021. Welcome wherever you are listening to The Father's Love and watching us online, Facebook Live. You can go in there, 729 Radio Kapsa Council or Radio K Pulpit. You'll find me there, my handsome self.
Okay.
And of course, the beautiful Lindiwe and our beautiful guest, whom we're going to introduce after this beautiful song by Benjamin Dube, Grateful. Lindiwe, how are you?
How? I almost thought you are leaving me out today. Never, what's going on?
Never.
Blessed, beautiful Wednesday, beloved. I'm so excited to be here this afternoon. Looking forward to a great show. And I trust that you have your cup of hot water with lemon.
Hot water?
Yes. Okay. We water must drink water. It's healthy.
Yeah, it is.
With your cappuccino and whatever that you fancy to drink at this time. So you just sit back, relax, and just be ready to receive the word of God, a timely word for you for today. And I know that your life will never be this again. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, indeed. A timely word, indeed. And indeed, your life will never be the same again. Why? Because God does not allow His word to come back to Him void.
That's it.
Without accomplishing everything that the Lord has set for His word to accomplish. So like Lindiwe said, sit back, relax, or just park your car on the side of the road, because it's going to be fireworks today. Here's Benjamin Dube saying, grateful. I'm grateful to be with you, hanging out with you today on this beautiful day. God bless. You're listening to The Father's Love on Radio K Pulpit with Bongani and Lindiwe on 729 AM, your daily companion. And Lindiwe, we're talking about your daily companion and the fact that, you know what, Benjamin Dube just told us now that we are grateful for what the Lord has done.
I am grateful.
You know, sometimes we go through challenges, sometimes we go through issues, and then we tend to forget about the goodness of the Lord. We tend to forget what the Lord has done for us. You know, instead of, I'm just reminded before saying what I want to say. Instead of, I'm just reminded of the story of Jesus Christ, the story of the two fish and five loaves. At that time, Jesus, there was a situation where people were hungry. And the disciples suggested, no, send them away. And Jesus says, no, he was filled with compassion as always. And he said, no, I can't send them away. We need to find something to feed them. And the only thing that they could bring was two fish and five loaves. Instead of Jesus complaining to God, you know, when he received them, you know, when he received those two fish and five loaves, he did not say, but God, really? You know, two fish and five loaves for 5,000 people? You know, instead he appreciated the little that they have. Imagine celebrating what you, the small thing or the little thing that you have, instead of complaining that, you know, you are lacking. And the Bible says after giving thanks, guess what? It was multiplied. So Jesus chose to shift the focus, you know, from the lack and fixed his eyes on the one that can supply, that can multiply whatever little that you have. And guess what, Lindy? I'm not a guest speaker for today. I'm trying to introduce the fact that we're talking about shifting our focus.
And as you were talking about that, you know, sometimes when you are focused on the things that you've missed out, you know, the things that are not working out for you, you focus on the things that you think, God did not do this for me. I prayed and I did not receive. When you start focusing on that, you miss out on what is before you. When you focus on the things that I should have, then you miss out on the things that God is doing for you at that particular time. And I'm so glad that today we are talking about focusing on God, focusing on the things that God is doing right now. We're not focusing on the negative things, but we are looking forward to what God has in store for us at this particular time so that you don't miss out anything, any good gift that God has prepared for you. Yeah, let's not take our time and introduce our guest speaker for today. I know, oh my God, I can't wait. And I trust that you are on your seat right now, wherever you are.
Who are we having?
We have Pastor Nadine Van Veek, all the way from Kingdom Life Church. And I know Pastor Nadine has a timely word for us for today, and I'm looking forward. I can't wait. So over to you, Pastor Nadine.
And before we hand over, I just want to welcome all the Kingdom Faith Life Church members that are listening to us all the way from Elsa's Revere or Elsa's River. Pastor Nadine, how are you today?
I am so blessed to be here, Pastor Bongani, Pastor Lindiwe. It's such a privilege to be part of what you're doing. Everyone is so blessed by what you're doing on the station.
Amen.
And talking about focus, you know, I'm 50 this year.
Oh, wow.
So my husband keeps asking me, do you want to use my glasses? And I'm saying, no, I've got good vision. I can see. You know, and so really our vision determines where we're going. It determines our direction. And so it's a wise man that realizes, hey, I need some bifocals here now. You know, I can't see clearly. And so the blessing is that when you can't see, the powerful thing is being at a place of knowing that you're not seeing properly. Because there's nothing worse than not being able to see and going in the wrong direction and have no one realign you to say, hey, don't you want to just look at where you're going? Because is that the destination that you want to end up in if you continue focusing right where you are? And I love the scripture. It's in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. It says, but we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, and in the area where I stay, every time I drive down the road home, I watch this specific neighbor. And he is so focused on his grass, you know. He's meticulous. He's constantly watering it. He's constantly cutting that grass. And I tell you, it doesn't matter whether it's winter, summer, that grass is green.
Wow.
And the reason it's green, Lindiwe, is because he focuses on it. And so focus, it's got anything you focus on will grow. Anything you look to will have an effect. And so I look at my grass that's just down the road from his, that's stubble and dry. And it's not because there's a problem with the grass, but it's the problem with the focus, the attention. And so I want to ask you, what are you putting your eyes to? What are you looking at? I love the way the Word of God says, when we behold him, I tell you, it's like there's a transformation that is passed on to you. Whatever you look at, you become. You know? And so many times we look at the Word and we teach even our children to say, read the Word, read the Word. And we forget to tell them why. You know? Because the Word, what I love about it is that the Bible says that the Word is living and powerful.
Amen.
It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts through marrow and bone. And so we look at, when you look in the Word of God as a mirror, it's a reflection. You know? And the amazing thing is, because God says in the Word that we are made in the image and the likeness of God.
Hallelujah.
When you tell your child to read the Word, you're telling your child, look how good you look.
Wow.
How awesome is that?
You know, look how good you look. And sometimes you go to the Bible thinking, as a Christian, I'm supposed to read the Bible because I'm supposed to. No, but we're going to look in this mirror to see how amazing I look, in whose image and whose likeness I am. And so it's like a son that hasn't got a father, that is constantly looking for his identity. And so he goes and he finds someone that he can identify with. That he can look at you and he can see himself in you. Mm. And so many times in our lives, because we're not comfortable in knowing that Abba Father is saying, look at me, you're mine.
Amen.
We get our identity, we identify ourselves with our success in our jobs or our lack of success in our jobs. Mm. Or we identify ourselves, our children, or in our homes, or in our positions. Mm. And so when those things seem to crumble, like now, when there doesn't seem to be food in the cupboard, or when I lose my job, it seems like I lose my identity. Because now as a father, I come home and I don't have the sufficiency to supply. But it's because my identity is in my job. But when I begin to behold him in the word and I get my identity from God, then I that word, it's just so exciting for me in Hebrews 12, verse 12, that says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith.
Yes.
So my faith doesn't crumble when I lose my job.
Right.
Because that's not the author.
Yeah.
You know, the author and the finisher that says, I know the plans I have for you. It's plans to prosper me. Lord, how do I prosper in losing my job? I know that my provision is from the Father. I know that my supply is from the Father. And so what do I do? You know, I read in Psalms 37 verse 4 and I was so blown away, because God says there, he says, delight yourself in the Lord and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Mm-hmm. People, I don't know about you, I work with youth. And Pastor Bongani, they say, hey, Pastor, this scripture, it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
God is saying he'll give me whatever I want.
Yeah.
I was so amazed when I read the scripture and Holy Spirit said, look what I'm saying, Nadine. Wow. I'm saying, if you would delight in me, then I'll give you the desires.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you what you want. I'm going to give you the want. And so what that means is that God transmits his desires to become your desires.
Amen. Amen.
And so when God's desires become your desires, then you enlarge past the two fish and the five loaves. Because it doesn't matter whether it's two fish or five loaves, you know the provision is from Abba Father. And so God opens your eyes to see the unseen in what seems like of no value.
Yeah.
You know? And so when you come to a place, I say to people, the reason you're going to behold God in his word is because you can never know God in any other way but through
but
his word.
Amen. Hey? Amen.
And so many times we tell people, trust the, hey, my cupboard's empty, trust the Lord.
Mm.
Bongani, you'll never trust me and leave your wallet with me if you don't know me.
Mm-mm.
You won't say, just keep this wallet until Indiwe comes. You won't do that because you don't know me. And people's challenge in the current climate is they cannot trust God because they don't know God. And so when your circumstance that you're focusing on seems so overwhelming and you're looking to, where can I turn to? I want to encourage you. Look unto Jesus. How do we look unto Jesus? We look unto Jesus by looking at his word. Because when we look at his word, we get to know who he is and his heart towards us. You know, I remember there's a song that says, God is watching us from a distance. Hey, that song's depressing, man.
From a distance.
Because when I needed someone, I don't need him to be at a distance. I need him to be right there, right now. You know, and so when you read the word, you get to know the truth that God says, I am with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. You know, and so when you know that, when you know the truth about who God is, then you can trust him in every storm. Because you know he's not instructing you how to ride the boat. He's saying, I'm in the boat with you, you know. And it's in that place of focusing on God, on seeing him high and lifted up, on exalting him, you know, and knowing that I'm yours. Come on, Bongani. I know you love that son of yours, you know.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you would not do for him if you know you have the ability and the power to do whatever he needs? And you know, sometimes our viewpoint of God makes him seem incapable of meeting our needs. You know, if you seeing God, I always say Table Mountain looks big. But when you know a big God that's bigger than Table Mountain, you have all confidence to go to him. You know, it's like having a rich uncle. You know those rich uncles that come to visit? Aibo, halala, you can't wait for them to come. Because when they come, you're already happy.
Yeah.
You know he's going to make it away. He's going to provide. I need school fees. I can go to my rich uncle. I want to tell you there's someone that's better than your rich uncle.
Amen.
And his Abba Father. And so when you learn to turn your eyes and look at his word and see what he says, I love the way the Bible says that God has exalted his word above his name.
Hallelujah.
That means that God is saying, I'm a good father.
Mm-hmm.
What I have said, I will do. You know, I've taught myself to not say, God, the Bible says, God, your word says, because that sounds so distant. No, I come to him and I say, Dad, you said.
You said.
Yeah.
There's a difference when you know it's you said and your word said. The word said. No, you said.
You said.
And so when my sons come to their father, they say, Daddy, you said you're giving me an ice cream.
Yeah.
They're fully confident that he's capable. I want to ask you, are you confident that God is able to meet you right where you're at? That God is able to make a way for you where there seems to be no way? That God, the blessing and the difference about us is that God has already done it. You know, God says to you that you've already won. You already have the victory. It's like you're going into a battlefield and they've come and given you a SMS to say, hey, you know what? You've won this. With what confidence do you go into that battlefield if you know I've already won? If you're going into a battlefield of cancer, and you can get the message from Abba Father today that he says to you, by my stripes, you have already been healed. I've paid the price for that. If you're going into a place and there's lack in your house and you know God is saying to you, I have already met all of your needs according to my riches in glory. If you're going into any space and you have a word, all you need in your situation is you need a word to stand on.
Amen.
And so I want to encourage you, go to the word of God. Go look into this mirror and find a word that you can stand on and turn to Abba Father and say, Dad, you said so. And so I'm trusting you that you're going to convert these two loaves and five fish. Or is it two fish and five loaves?
There's loaves and fishes.
You're going to convert them into my miracle that I need from you today.
Amen.
Oh, wow. Hey, Lindiwe, it's fireworks here in here. And I see, I mean, the WhatsApps are coming in. And I trust even the Facebook comments are also coming in. Make sure that you go to Facebook Live and comment and drop a word there. Whatever the Lord is saying to you. Yes, Kira Shed, saying desire. We'll be right back after this beautiful song.
You are live on the Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, myself, Lindy. We're joined by a special guest, Pastor Nadine, all the way from Kingdom Life Church.
Faith Life.
I'm even lost for words. I don't even know where to start. I'm telling you, there's fireworks here in the studio. The word that Pastor Nadine is, you know, sharing with us, it's a timely word. It's a relevant word. And I believe that at the end of the show, you will definitely know what you are supposed to do. And I like the fact that you talk about, you know, your vision determines your focus. And today we are talking about, what are you focusing on? What are you paying attention to? What fills your, you know, what fills your thoughts, you know, in these times that we are living in? And I love the fact that the song that we heard now about from Kiroshit, it talks about desires. And you said, when you quoted Psalms 37 verse 4, where God says, you know, when we delight ourselves in him and he will give us the desires of our hearts. And I love the fact that you are saying that God will transfer his desires to you. But how would you know that unless you go into the word, unless you focus on the word of God? And I, you know what, I am I'm liberated that, you know, whatever that I'm going through right now, I need to focus on God, the author and the finisher of my faith. And I love the fact that you're saying that, you know, your faith will not crumble when you are focused on the author. That's because right. Your job, your career, whatever that you value or you put your identity on, if it crumbles, you know, you are not shaken or moved because you know that God is your author, the author and the finisher of your faith. I am liberated, and I trust that you at home are also receiving the word, the timely word, the word that is alive and powerful concerning your life. Before I waste any time, Pastor Nadine, take it over.
Mm. You know, Pastor Lindiwe, the greatest value that you can add to anyone or anything is your relationship with God. The greatest value.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're in business, whether it's your children, whether it's your marriage, the greatest value you can give to anyone is your personal relationship with God. Because when you take the time to spend with God and allow Him to reveal to you who you are in Him, can you imagine what you are able to deliver to others in every sphere of your life?
Wow.
You know, and so in life, we become so busy that we are distracted from the very thing that makes us effective.
Mm-hmm.
The very thing that makes us successful and fruitful is your relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to add value to your children or anything in your life, your relationship with God should be your priority. You know, and with that said, there is so many things that want to distract us from that. I know I'm a mom, I have 6 kids, and it's like I want to throw kisses at Jesus and say, mwah, 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 I love you, you love me, I'll check you tonight. I'm so busy. But it's because we are so busy that we cannot afford to take our focus off God. You know, it's because we are so busy that we cannot allow ourselves to be distracted. You know, it's like trying to lose weight. You got to keep your eye on the goal. I want to get to this, you know, I'm 100, I want to get to 80. If I don't keep my eye on the goal, I'm not going to reach there. I'm going to be distracted by the things along the way. And so many times, yes, we do face things in our lives. You face challenges. You just had an argument this morning with your husband or your wife, you know. But if you know where's your source, you know, everyone else stays connected to their source. There's no way that a fish is going to leave the sea or the pond to come walking down the road. You know, he's going to stay connected to his source. And so when you focus on your relationship with God, when you focus on Christ in you, the hope of glory, then you become that river of life. The Bible says rivers of living water will gush through you. So those rivers of living water, they impact those you touch and they keep you refreshed because you're keeping yourself attached to the source of life. You know, it's then that you are able to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so sometimes our challenge is we say the scripture, but we're not in Christ. So I'm trying to do all things and it's tiring and I'm exhausted and I'm depressed and I'm frustrated. But if I look at the situation, is that I'm not fulfilling the whole scripture, Pastor. I'm saying I can do all things, but it's through Christ.
Hallelujah.
You know, and that's why Jesus says in the word, he says, listen, without me, you can do nothing. You know, he says, come and realize that you are the branch that is grafted into the vine.
Sure.
I've got life and life more abundantly for you. You know, sometimes we look at situations and we want to say, where's God in this? I want to direct you to the word of God that says the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but God. But God comes to give you life and life more abundantly. And so where's your focus? Is your focus on the thief that's killing, stealing, and destroying? Or are you lifting up your eyes unto the hills and saying, I know where my help comes from. I'm redirecting my focus from the killing, the stealing, and the destroying. And I'm putting my focus on Christ,
Amen.
The hope of glory.
Wow. Putting your focus on Christ, the hope of glory. Mama Nadine, I tell you, I'm just reminded of Matthew chapter number 11 from verses 27. Jesus says, all things have been delivered to me by my Father. Listen to this. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, says Jesus. So whatever that you need, Jesus is actually saying, they have been delivered to me. It gets better. It gets better as we continue with this verse. It says, And no one knows the Son except the Father. Mm. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him.
Mm-hmm.
It gets better. He says in verse 28, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Mm.
Firstly, he introduces the fact that whatsoever that you need, he has been given to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, the earth and its fullness belongs to our God.
Mm-hmm.
The cattle on a thousand hills belongs to our Father. Silver and gold is his.
Amen.
He owns, I mean, all creation belongs to him. And Jesus says, all of those things have been given to me.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that we desire. Those are the things that we need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things that we, you know, what we're going to eat, drink, or wear.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says, all those things are in me.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder Colossians 2 says, you know what, all things consist in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus says, come to me,
all
you who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest.
Mm-hmm.
He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Lindy, I don't want to get carried away because I won't finish.
No, please allow Pastor Nadine to continue. I mean, I just want to hear what she has more of the Word of God, because I know that the Word of God is active, it is powerful, it's energizing.
Mm-hmm.
I need energy today,
you
know, for the rest of 2021. I need to, you know, as I wake up in the morning, I know that the Word of God will sustain me and carry me through anything that I may face in my life. So,
amen. And appreciating, just before Pastor Nadine comes through, appreciating Lorraine Wagner of Wagner. You know, we appreciate your message on WhatsApp on 081-7291-657. If you want to join in on the conversation, we appreciate. And she says, how blessed my heart is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I when she sent this message, I could sense, you know, how relieved Lorraine is right now. And also appreciating another message, a scripture here that had been sent. And, you know, oh, yes, he is with us in the storm. Praise and glory in his name above all names. We really appreciate all your messages that we see right now. And may God continue to bless you. Please also comment on our Facebook page, 729 AM Radio Kapse Council, Radio Cape Pulpit, your daily companion. We're talking about you focusing your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy. You know, let us learn of him. You don't want to, I don't want to get carried away here before we get into the song by Vicky Yohair. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Because of Who You Are.
Wow.
What a beautiful song. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
You're listening to The Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, indeed, with Bongani and, of course, Lindiwe. And we're having Pastor Nadine van Wyk, Kingdom Faith Life Church in Elsies Rivier. And you know what? You know, time, man. Time. I'm so enjoying the show right now. And I trust that you're going to go to our website and listen to it over and over again on our podcast. Make sure that you go in there. Loretta Krief, we appreciate your message. She says, amen for this wonderful, uplifting word. God is worthy to be praised. We really appreciate you, Loretta. May God continue to bless you and increase you wherever you are. Lindy, Pastor Nadine, you know, we only have, you know, less than 4 minutes. Your final words.
You know, my final word to you is you need to understand that the Word of God is the final authority. It's like if you go to court and they are judging you as guilty, you then have the right to go up to the High Court and get a final word on that. And God's Word is the High Court.
Amen.
So whatever you're going through, you take that situation to the High Court and say, Father, what are you saying? And you get the word of what is God saying, because God's word will manifest in your life. It will not return to him void.
Amen.
It's time for you to come on, step up, put on your big girl pants, and take a hold of the word of God and begin to war. Stand on something. You know, if your issue is de-deezering in front of you, it's chaotic. Find a word. Come on.
Amen.
Come on, take the word of God
Mm.
and war with it. and expect a result. Today, expect your result as you find a word to stand on and say, God, I'm standing on what you're saying. And watch God, because he loves you, come through for you in your situation.
Amen.
Wow.
Lindy, your final words, madam.
My final words. Oh my God, there's so much that Pastor Nadine has shared with us. And I love that you really, really did unpack that, you know what, we need to change our focus, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, God as our source, because in him we live, in him we Amen. Move, and in him, you know, we have our being. And I love the fact that you find our words where, you know, get a word, you know, to stand on. I love the fact that you said when your situation is desiring before you, you know, get a word and stand on it. And I know when you believe in the word of the Lord, you will never put to shame, and the word of God will always come to pass. He says in Isaiah 55 that my word is not useless. Amen. It's not without result. So Amen. If you have a word to stand on, and I know whatever that you are going through, you will receive the solution. And Amen. The solution is in the word of God. Allow the word of God to have final authority Amen. In whatever that you are going through. I'm really liberated, and I trust that you are blessed. You are liberated and focus right now. You know where to focus.
Yes, child of God, there you have it. God has given us the word. God has given us a timely message for today that we should change our focus and fix on him. You know, I'm reminded of Deuteronomy chapter number 30, you know, from verses 15, where it says, "See, I've set before you today life and good, death and evil." I'm reading it in the New King James. "In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess." The choice is yours, child of God.
Amen.
Make the right choice today and choose to follow the word of God, and choose to follow Christ. You know, choose today to be consistent. Let your life be consistent. With the word of God. Be consistent with what God has said about you. Let his truth be your truth today.
Amen. And just also in saying that, I want to say to you, if you're unemployed, I want to encourage you, find a Bible for yourself. Do you know that the Bible says that the word will make you successful? You know,
exactly.
Get out of your bed. Yeah. Get off from the TV. Get the word of God, and you begin to meditate in the word of God. I'm telling you, it's going to revolutionize your life.
Amen.
And it's going to transform you into that which God has prepared for you.
His word is active. His word is alive.
Hallelujah.
Sharper than a double-edged sword. It reaches, you know, it dividing the soul and the spirit, the bone and the marrow. So the word of God can reach anywhere and everywhere in your life. God is concerned about you.
Amen.
You know, if he can number your hair, Pastor Nadine.
Amen.
You know, that means God is concerned about every little detail of your life. So never by any chance think that God has forgotten about you. Tell you what. We love you. Unfortunately, we have to leave you.
Yeah, we have to leave. Hey.
But we are not leaving you alone, because Gilma is here with Leif Stale after this beautiful show, and also with the news at the top of the hour. Lindy, till next time.
Same place, same time.
We shall meet here. Again.
Yes.
And we share the mysteries of the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Goodbye. Yes, God Philippine, bless. It is well with my soul. Pastor Nadine, may God bless you.
Thank you.
Exceedingly great. Amen. We love you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.